The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were travelling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Because otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding yourself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king, advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, everyone who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Have you heard the word disciple before? Okay, who can tell me what does it mean? Very good, a follower of Jesus. And what does a follower of Jesus supposed to do? Okay, but how do we follow Jesus? Very good. It's to follow the Ten Commandments. Give your money to the poor. See, she was listening to the gospel. That's what Jesus said in the gospel. To follow Jesus means to do what Jesus asks us to do. Now, if you heard in the beginning of the gospel, that Jesus says that his disciples should hate their parents and brothers should hate their sisters? He did not say that? Well, I don't know. I heard him say that. He did say that, but does that mean, could you believe that Jesus will tell us to hate someone else? No. So there is another meaning for it. See, at the time when the gospel was written, which is like 2,000 years ago, not everyone was Christian yet. So there's a lot of pagans, you know, and sometimes in a family, it could be the child, it could be one of the parents, it could be a brother or sister. If they decided to become a Christian, the rest of their family will not allow them. They will persecute them. Sometimes they'll go and call the Roman soldiers to come and take him to jail. So that's why Jesus is saying in those situations, it's better off to kind of hate our fathers and mothers and siblings. In other words, not listen to them, but listen to Jesus. Now, we're blessed that today we all grow in a Christian homes and Catholic families. We live in a Christian world. So really, nobody's going to give us to the police or throw us in jail if we follow Jesus, right? So that's a blessing that all of you are born into Catholic or Christian families. But is there sometimes other things that we put ahead of Jesus? Okay, like what? Money? Okay, being kind to your family.
Helping
helping someone when they're ill? What? Put others before yourself. What about on this side? Any ideas? Huh? Power, right? Sometimes we want power. We don't want to listen to Jesus. We want to do what we want to do. And that's why I ask you to bring back some of your candy. Okay? That's the way, like, you all give the different examples about sharing our possessions. Now, you don't have too much money yet. You don't have too much power. But I'm sure after Halloween, you had a lot of candy. And that was, it's kind of us to share with others if we're really going to follow Jesus and be his disciples. Now, but you're thinking, well, why should I give away some of my candy? I like candy. What do you think? Why should we do this? Okay, because some kids can't go trick-or-treating, so we want to share with them. But why should we care about them? Okay, but why should I do this? I love my candy. I want to keep it. Okay, that's true, but still, you know, I'm selfish. Let's see you guys, yeah. Okay, that's all good reasons, but... Okay, and then what about the experience? Okay. Maybe like somebody gave you something before and now you're doing the same. Okay, that's a good reason, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Okay, that's another good reason. Okay, let me ask you the question a different way. What's our reward if we keep giving things away to others, if we love others, if we're kind to others, what's the reward?
The reward is, the reward is not really, it's not money.
Okay.
But it's not it's not really like receiving anything, because when you do good things,
okay, very good. We shouldn't look for a reward, but still, I think we all are going to get a reward. What's that reward that Jesus can give us?
Trust and accomplishment.
Okay, knowing that we help others. We feel good about ourselves. But what's the reward Jesus will give us if we really live as his disciples? Huh? Okay, we grow in love. We get our heart's desire of love. Very good. And how does Jesus show he loves us? Eternal life in heaven. And that's what Jesus is telling us. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices, maybe give up some of our candy, give up some of our time, help someone else. But we shouldn't look for a reward in this world. But one day, God is going to give us eternal life where we can have all the candy we want. We can have all the things we love for all eternity. So we need to think of the long-term picture, not just focus, oh, now I'm giving my candy, I'm going to lose some candy. But think of how much more we're going to get, much more than what we ever give in this life. And that's what Jesus is telling us today. Keep that in mind. Yes, I call you to make sacrifices, to give up sometimes family or friends, to give up, power, sometimes to give up time. Sometimes I'm sure you say, oh, I don't have time to pray today because I have too much homework. Or I want to watch TV or play my video games. Jesus says, no, give me a few minutes of your time, and one day I'm going to give you all eternity. And that's why it makes sense for us to be disciples of Jesus, to follow what he tells us to do, because at the end, we're going to get a much bigger reward than we ever sacrificed.